Okay. Recording is on.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't have any new news myself.
Right. Yeah.
But Philip is not here. He helped me with the Alps Unified repo this week.
Right.
So right. He's actually elevated the repo to package up testing and dependencies and also make it easier to publish to NPM. So I hope to publish to NPM early next week, but it's because of Philip, because he completely reworked the repo for me and I just accepted a huge merge and it's so much better now. So I wish he was here to talk about it. But now it will be an actual API module. It's not just a running script anymore. So it can get incorporated into other products in the future.
Right.
So that's really the only major news I have, other than finally sending you a test case, which I only did late last night, which was your morning today, right?
Yes. And I mostly done. Yeah, with an issue. Yes.
So what did you? I didn't get a chance. I just saw the commit. So yes. What did you change? What did you make a change? What did you do different?
Oh, it's like import just one descriptor, nothing else.
Ah, so you stop after the first import, the first descriptor. You don't overwrite. Is this the idea?
No. So suppose only one descriptor just imported, right?
Okay.
So I have a question about that.
Okay. Yeah.
So what about if there's some like two IDs conflicted?
Yeah.
Do we should raise error or override or priority or?
So my imagination,
right,
is to attempt a merge.
No, but the same ID.
Yeah. So if you have ID home,
yes,
and ID home,
yeah.
The new and ID home has three descriptors,
right?
Right, and ID home over here has five, descriptors.
Yeah.
That when you include, you'll come up with one ID home with eight descriptors.
No, I can't get it.
No? So ID home one has a dependency, has on descriptors, it has name and email. Okay, right. That's one.
Yeah.
Then ID home two has first name, last name.
All right.
When they come together,
yeah,
I have first name, last name, email, and whatever the last one was. Right? So I have four.
No. So application state is kind of like that. Yes, I can understand. But what about the element? What about the two email?
I think we have to, there's a couple of possibilities, right? So one is if they're both semantic elements.
Yes.
You might be able to safely combine.
Yeah.
But if they're type safe or unsafe.
Yeah.
Right? You might not be able to combine, right? So if ID home over here is a safe and ID home over here is unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't combine, right? So you either have to ignore one or create another one with a different ID.
Mm.
Like maybe you say you qualify the IDs with some number, like home 01, home 02, or something like that. I don't know. This is actually the big question, right? So how do we kind of mix when we have conflict? So one is to ignore, One is to generate something unique, and one is to, and one is to error.
Yeah.
Right? Say, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's the easiest now is to error, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And that may have to be where we start. So,
yeah, I think
so. Yeah. So we say, I'm sorry. You have conflict.
Yeah.
So you have to fix it before I can process, right?
Yeah. ID should be unique. It's like a very general rule.
Yeah. And that's, and that's really, that's also, I mean, that's our rule, right? It's not the same. The way we do it in JSON, you can safely combine because they're actually properties, not keys, right?
Mm.
But the way in ALPS is they need to be unique.
Yeah.
So one of the other ways to do this is if you use name, then you can generate IDs.
Impossible.
Right?
Mm-mm.
But that may not be safe. So I think to start, we have error, and then we may need to, how do we say, triage or determine like a particular case. Mm-hmm. Semantic elements may be okay to merge, but action elements not okay to merge. I don't know. Yeah.
Semantic, but application state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have really, we have sort of, we have the three information elements, right? In an ELPS document, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We have ontology, taxonomy, and choreography, right?
Right, yes.
Right? Yeah. So for ontology.
Yes, yes.
We probably can't, that's a conflict, right?
Yeah.
But for taxonomy, it might be a merge.
Right, it's possible, yeah.
And for action, for choreography, choreography is probably not, it's an error, right?
No.
Yeah, because it would change the flow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is an interesting situation, right?
Right.
So two of them, two, which is ontology and choreography, is an error.
Yeah.
But maybe for taxonomy, it's a merge.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's probably correct to just simply say error for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? Because two out of the three were probably going to be error. And for ontology, it must be error, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It must be error.
Must be error. Yeah.
Right? You can't have two conflicting definitions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a dictionary. It's like
So. Yeah. Now a dictionary has multiple definitions for the same word.
Right.
Yeah, that's a challenge in computers to have multiple definitions for the same word. I don't know if we're ready for that.
Right.
Yeah. So I think error is probably the right start.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's another idea in this, right? And that is that when I refer to an element, an external element, right?
Yeah.
Right now, application state ASD includes all of that other document.
Right. Yeah.
Even though I refer to just one element. So maybe I can just include that one element, not the whole external document?
No.
Because if I can include just the one element, I might avoid a conflict.
Yeah. Current implementation is like that. I changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I changed.
Okay. So it only is the one element?
Yeah, because you specify, right?
Yeah. So, but if I specify an ontology element, then that's fine.
Right.
But if I specify a taxonomy element, have to also include all the other things inside that one specification, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And if I specify...
No. If choreography include, that also important, right?
Yeah.
So you specify something, and then so the subtree is also important, but not the same matters.
Okay. And if the subtree is an href, what do you do?
A subtree href can be retrieved.
Okay. So you resolve the href
and then
bring that into the new document.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then all ID should be unique.
Right. And ID must still be unique. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So that's a more sophisticated import, right?
That's a more
sophisticated example. Okay. Yeah. And that will help with things like the title and the other things that were overwritten, right?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. This is a big challenge.
Yeah.
To do this well is a big advance
for
Alps. It would be a big advance for Alps.
Now,
to back up, this also, you are also building the first technology that could support an include or an import, a real like whole document.
Yes. Yeah.
So that might mean at some future, a new keyword, a new element in the specification.
Yeah.
Hold on. One moment.
Yeah, drink.
Okay, am I better? Okay.
Excited.
I got excited. I talk very loud. Everyone in the house can hear me. I'm too loud. But you see, now we have this idea that we could actually do an include or an import.
Yeah.
Using the same kind of technology that you're writing. So that would be another different advancement for the specification.
Yeah, big improvement.
And that, again, creating errors for conflicts would be the proper way to go.
Yeah. Mostly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if we can't handle with only simple error, maybe we think about like a namespace or Alps namespace or something.
Right. So then the namespace could be the external document.
Yeah.
Right? That's basically what XML does, right?
No, I mean, like Alps document can have like a namespace in that case.
So, yeah, I mean, would you explicitly say like namespace value as an element?
Yeah, kind of right.
In the document?
Yeah.
So
probably
then
probably you are
be...
right. The publication URI should be fine.
Yeah.
If there's some special element for that, so conflict is never happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, again, as XML does this namespace idea,
right?
And they actually even have a short, they say short name colon the URI, right? But that's that we don't. So yeah, so namespaces might be the next leveling up what that does is retains the same ID, but adds more specificity.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have the error, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It would be interesting to see how that works. Mm. Yeah. So I mean, now we're talking about this importing the external referent, right?
Yeah.
We've established the idea that that we should error on conflict right now, and that we might eventually create an import or an include, and then. To reduce errors, we might say namespace. in the future, right? Yeah, so we can take it a step at a time. I think this is fine. I think this is good. Where you're taking this is correct. I think that's good. That will be good. And that will help. That'll be very nice. So now I'm not sure how it works for your group, but because I've been working on this new writing project for next year, I'm generating lots of ELPS documents. I will have many. So I'm getting into a habit of using them frequently. Right. And the idea of possibly merging parts would actually be very nice.
Yeah,
because
it would be nice. Yeah.
Otherwise, I have lots of repeating sections, right?
Yeah.
You know, another thing, I should file this as well as a feature, as an enhancement.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, when I change the document in some way, I get errors on the build for ASD.
Right.
And the way I fix it is I delete the folders, right? I delete the .dot file and I delete the SVG and I delete the index.html and I delete all of the descriptor folder. Like you have two folders, right? Descriptors and then something else. I can't remember.
Right.
I delete them. And then when I run the ASD, it works fine.
Really?
Yeah. That's very rare. But it happens to me sometimes. So what I do is I have to delete the docs, the descriptor, the dot, the SVG, and the index. Because I think maybe I do get name conflicts. Like if I change the name or something, I'll see if I can recreate this problem. But the reason I mention it, it would be nice maybe if I had a flag to just say, delete all the old files and rebuild, like a rebuild flag or something like this. Do you know this idea?
Because
you keep all the old descriptors
in
the file directory, right?
Right.
Even after I remove it from the document.
Yeah.
If I take it out of the document, it doesn't delete it from the descriptor folder.
Right. But I think the tool that should not have a responsibility for the deleting like that. I think you can handle it. Right? Maybe you can just add like a remove script before.
I could actually just create a little a little bash script, right? So it wouldn't have to be a feature. Yeah. I could do that.
I think it's more flexible.
That's a good idea. That's fine.
Yeah.
One less thing, right? You don't want to also have to manage the folders and things like that.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Tool should have more focus.
Yep. I'm okay with that. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
So I think because I'm doing so much scripting, right? I'm doing so many runs that I have this very narrow case, right? So I need to solve my narrow case with a little script.
Right?
But
I'm thinking about creating the config. So now parameter is very short, like only tag.
Yeah.
And something, but if it's more parameters, maybe we should use a small config file would be fine.
Yeah, maybe a config file that I then point, right? So there's one argument now, and that is config, and it has the filters and the tags and the colors and anything else that might come up.
Yeah, for example, I'm thinking about supporting the markdown file.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, but internally, so creating the markdown files first and then converting. So supporting markdown file is not difficult at all.
Okay.
And the use case is, I have a particular use case, right? For the small team. want to share, but don't want to provide any hosting, but keep secret.
Right?
So if there's an open documentation, it's easy because the GitHub supports it. Like we use in the schema files, right? It's very easy. But if we want to keep secret, there's no proper way in GitHub. They never have like an authentication, basic authentication,
right.
Any kind of authentication for the and the HTML publication.
But yes,
the Markdown is just a Git file, right? Mm-hmm. So we can see on the online.
Okay, so it would be in the repo, but not on the public HTML.
Some case. And the Markdown is very, very easy to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Another enhancement might be when I use ASD, this is not just for ASD, but I really like the way you generate the documentation.
Uh-huh.
Right? But remember we talked about whether it should be the arrow or the brace, the divider at the bottom. Remember this feature?
Right.
Angles or arrow?
Yeah.
It would be nice to be able to customize the CSS.
Right.
So that I could submit
CSS
document. So when you do the build, use this CSS document.
Mm-hmm.
So now the documentation that you generate looks more like the rest of my documentation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah. I think the job is done. The job should be done with the config.
Yes.
Right? So CSS key and which file.
And I just give exactly right. I just give a URL and then you insert that in. And it would either be probably maybe an added file. So you would still have yours and then you would add mine.
Yeah.
Right? So that way, if mine was missing, you'd still have a presentable page, right?
External layout file, the outlines.
Yeah, maybe, right? That's more work, right? So now you have to have a more abstract, especially if you want to support Markdown and other things. But at least you can do a lot with CSS if the HTML you generate, generate is very, we say in English, semantic HTML, like it's very, right? And then I could write my CSS and I can move the title from here to there, or I can all of those things. So that's just me
good idea.
In the CSS, right?
Yeah.
But that's enhancement, that's right. And then the next one is being able to link to another documentation. So you know how in the beginning you have the title and the descriptor?
Yeah.
Right, the little description, like I write my paragraph. Then I would like to be able to maybe point to an external, like to add some other links to your documentation that points to somewhere else. Very minor enhancement. There, and I might be able to do that inside the description, I'm not sure. But that way I link the Alps descriptions, the Alps documentation to other documentation.
But what about user link in Alps?
Use a link in Alps, then would you generate that in your documentation?
Yeah. In the index page, maybe.
Yeah, I should try that. Hold on just a second.
No, it's not supported yet.
Yeah.
No.
So that would be one way. And it might be a link that has a certain rel.
Yeah.
You know, it says rel is documentation or rel is something like that. And then you would know to include it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. These are all just, you know, ideas to enhance.
No, believe me, but I had a plan like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had some mind. Yes.
Okay.
The current CSS is very easy. Nobody, it's a minimum effort with a very similar. So we are very used to see the GitHub document. So GitHub CSS. So
I like it very much. And I definitely getting used to thinking, I think I mentioned this to you before, thinking about my design.
Right.
Alps and ASD is influencing my design.
All right.
Right? So I'm design. Well, I can design it. Oh, I can design it this way with ASD.
Yeah, right.
It's really affected me.
Oh, thank you.
It's very positive.
Maybe I should share some idea, core idea about the design.
Okay.
So the minimum design is very, very intentional things, right? Because I see the open API, any other API document, I think my idea, too much colors, too much UI, open, close, something, too much, and too much information. And then I think, oh no, we don't need it like that. We should need more focus. And I had a conference talk on Britain before, several years ago, right? And I want to also share some idea about between Western and Eastern, right? Give me those 1 minute or two minutes. Yes, this is a very core thinking mind about the designing.
Okay.
Right? And if you go to the Western garden, right? The full of everything, like a fountain, trees, flowers, something. There's no space you can put. And then that is like a finish, completion, right? So Western, the way it's doing and the making things is like kind of like that. If you add, no space, and the more and the all elements and finish, and then the consumer can just sit down, only sit down. You can enjoy everything, right? But if you go to the Japanese garden or Zen garden, there's no water, no flowers, no trees. So there's anything like a very small stones, maybe 10, 5, and also sand. So it's very abstract, right? Yeah. And you need your mind to see something. Otherwise it's just nothing. So if we remove, we can't remove anymore. This is done, right?
Yeah.
And so Steve Jobs really understood this design principle. And we see any product from him, like iPod, you can't remove anymore,
yeah,
and then finish. So if when I designed some ASD files document, and I can't remove anymore, this is done. So.
I like this idea.
Yeah, kind of like a Zen thinking.
Yes, it's exact. So that's accessible to me, this idea of the Zen thinking.
Yeah, why I choose this design, not only my preference. Yeah. Because the Alps itself is that the design, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We can't remove anymore.
Yeah.
Right? There's no constraint. Or it's only the ontology, taxonomy, and choreography.
Yeah.
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 And very, very limited feature and limited element. I really like that, right? So if we see the open API document, like a 200, 4, it's all the same. Explanation is repeatedly, so we see them any places like that, and blue, yellow, red. Man. Too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. So I will now share a design idea that Leonard and I had for Alps. And that was influenced by CSS.
Ah.
So CSS is very, very compact.
Right.
Very small.
Ah.
Right? So you can have a very tiny CSS file and be done. But you can use the same rule to create something more complicated and more complicated and more complicated. Recursion. Recursion?
Recursion, yes.
Yeah. So when we first design Alps, only descriptor.
Ah.
Everything descriptor, nothing else.
Right.
There was no title. There was no anything else. Only must be, everything must be a descriptor. I only need to know one thing. And then I can modify the descriptor. And the descriptor had very, like, almost nothing required. So you could use a descriptor with just an href, or a descriptor with just an ID, and you would assume the other things, right? So it was this idea also of influenced by what you say, which is to get rid of, I don't have to type these things. I don't want these things, to try to create it very small. So I think we have some similar thinking on the idea of making it, leaving lots of room, leaving lots of space. I agree with you on this idea of Zen garden and the idea of going to a quiet place where there's sand and a rock.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. So it's not just by my preference. It's reflected about the spirit of some Arabs, the original design. So in my understanding.
Yeah. And I appreciate that you have kind of you have noticed this about the Alps, right? You take advantage of this. So I appreciate that very much. Very much. It's good. It's very good. Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, we have almost filled an hour, just the two of us.
Yeah. And then I did not tell you.
Yes, tell me.
Big news today.
Mm. What?
I did not tell you big news today. I have a big news.
What is big news?
But now we have a team. Right? Yeah. My client, the company, my client, and set up the one team for the Alps as a service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now we have a team, not only me, and not only the Tsuchiya. The two other guys joined, the one and the lady. Yeah, and now we have four, yes.
Wow.
So it's not full-time, but we can have like several hours in a week. So company supported, and then we can have some progress. This is big news, right?
This is very big news.
Yeah, and also not only that, team is not only to provide the service, because we also want to use in the company, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of some use case and their idea and the creation, this iteration, I'm very expecting and excited about that.
Oh, yes. So that was decided today?
1 week ago. And
1 week ago, yeah.
Friday, yeah. So we have like a Friday, some like a tech days, kind of like a once in a week. So the member has some different idea, different team. And then so we can have the team. And the two other guys are very excited to join our team. So
that is very nice. That is very nice. So you will have a dedicated effort on this.
Yeah.
Online hosting of Alps services, right?
Yeah, at least 3 months.
That's super. Now, will the results of your work, will that be eventually open source, or is that going to stay inside the client company?
It could be open source, but the first goal is kind of like we have a service.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, kind of like that. So that is the first goal.
Very good. So again,
so not only the creating the software, not only the coding, also the providing some infrastructure. Infrastructure team also the join and help to us. So not only four, but more people are joined about.
So will this be, do you think in the beginning, is this going to be a service that generates the documentation and all the features from the Alps, is this right?
Yeah.
And then will it host the results on the site? Yeah.
Yeah, the second step is like that.
Yeah, second step, right.
Yeah.
So one of the original visions was to have a registry of Alps. that other people can search and reference.
Yeah.
So you are coming close to that, right? So this will be very, 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 very exciting, because it will, as you do this, it will expose Alps to many, 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 many more people.
Yeah.
This is very, very
It's combination, not only idea. I have an idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the coding and team, right?
Yeah.
Also the infrastructure.
Yes.
And the sharing time and certain time every week. It's not like a volunteer. It's like a every week. So we have like several hours and can do that. So let's see.
That's very exciting. That's very exciting.
That is one news today.
Okay, one.
Sorry. So my story.
Oh, okay. Today. Okay. I thought maybe you had two. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Cool.
That's very good.
Tomorrow Friday. So.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
So. So what time is it again for you? Is it midnight? Is it after midnight?
Yeah, midnight. Yeah. So like 16th Friday.
Yeah. Just starting Friday.
Yeah. 80 minutes after midnight.
Yeah. Yeah. So I should let you go to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent session today. Thank you very much, Akihiro,
for
everything.
Yeah.
And we'll keep in touch, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Thank you very much.
So long.
Arigato.
Arigato. Thank you.